We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dense fog advisory this morning, and it is very thick in some spots. Nice later on, high in the 60s. Dan Brunoff says rain's back in the forecast. Get the latest update on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Your top local stories for Monday, January 27th. Even though Kobe Bryant spent his entire career with the Los Angeles Lakers, the Dallas Mavericks say they will retire the number 24 to honor the late superstar. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Kobe Bryant spent 20 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers. Only Dirk Nowitzki had a longer tenure with one team, playing 21 seasons with the Mavericks. Nowitzki says Bryant inspired so many people around the world, including himself. Del Harris is now the vice president of the NBA G League's Texas Legends in Frisco, but he was Bryant's first coach with the Lakers. He tells NBC5 Bryant was always trying to get better.
He was easy to coach, but he didn't require any motivation at all.
Governor Greg Abbott tweeted a video of Bryant and his daughter talking at a game last month. Abbott wrote, "Kobe and Gigi living their best lives." Senator Ted Cruz says he's praying for God's peace for Bryant's family, calling Bryant a true basketball legend who changed the game forever. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas police still looking for a man suspected of gunning down a woman in a North Dallas parking lot. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the update.
About 9:30 or so, witnesses heard gunshots echo across the parking lot of a Walmart on Montfort near Arapahoe and the Dallas North Tollway. Ducking behind cars for cover, they saw a man sprint off while a woman lay dying. Police are saying they do know who the man is, so they're pretty sure they'll find him. Until they question him, though, they won't know why he did it. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man is in custody after police say he shot a woman in the face during a road rage incident. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest.
It happened Saturday afternoon on 75 near Forest Lane. Police arrested 33-year-old Gabriel Alfaro, the man who called 911 to report the shooting. He told police he shot into the passenger side of a car, hitting a 22-year-old woman in the face. She was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. A 3-year-old was also in the car, but the child was not hurt. The 21-year-old driver, who is licensed to carry a handgun, told police he returned fire after his girlfriend was shot. Police arrested Alfaro on a charge of aggravated assault involving the reckless discharge of a firearm at a vehicle. No word yet on what led to the shooting. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Grapevine police have an accused child predator back behind bars this morning. 25-year-old Chancellor Hill was out on bail after being arrested in October on charges of sexually abusing a child under the age of 14 repeatedly in a restroom at the city's rec center. He was arrested again yesterday. It's unclear if there are new victims connected with his recent arrest, but he's now facing a federal charge of child exploitation. As Human Trafficking Awareness Month enters its final week, one woman is sharing her story of survival. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
For 10 years, starting when she was just 13 years old, Tanya Stafford was being sold for sex in exchange for drugs by her own mother. At a Human Trafficking Awareness Conference in Dallas earlier this month, Stafford told the audience that even after 3 pregnancies, no one had any idea that she was being trafficked.
I have my first one in the C Community Hospital, the second one was at Parkland Hospital, and the third one was at Baylor, and nobody asked any questions.
After escaping at the age of 23, Stafford went on to earn a degree in early childhood education. Today, she runs a foundation called It's Going to Be Okay, which helps victims of human trafficking across the country. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Police in Fort Worth are working to figure out why someone is torching cars near Hewland Mall. Shortly after 1 this morning, two cars were found burned on South Hewland in southwest Fort Worth. One of the cars was parked in the Sears Automotive parking lot, another discovered across the street in the Heritage Square Shopping Center. So far, there have been no arrests. Texas A&M says the student who was treated for symptoms similar to coronavirus last week has tested negative. The Brazos County Health District says the student met CDC criteria for more testing, but those tests have come back and the student does not pose a threat to the rest of the community. Sports. The Mavericks play at Oklahoma City tonight at 7. The Stars are back from the All-Star break. They will host Tampa Bay at 7 p.m. And you'll have more chances to win $1,000 today. Listen to KRLD for a new code word each hour starting at 8:14 this morning. Have a great day.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.